right.
Let me just open this.
You're good. You're good. I'm going to do the same thing. Crack open a little NDO H2O before we get started. Is this your first time tasting my water?
The sparkling, yes. And I love how smooth it is.
Yes.
Crisp.
Do I, because smooth. I'm doing this, do I get like a full free case?
You can, yes.
Okay, cool. Because we'll I did up. Actually wear the colors.
Yes, intentionally to match the
unintentionally
can.
Intentionally.
I love it. So Nicole, you're here. One of the things that you said actually on the way over here is that you've been getting a lot of like people reaching out to you,
yeah,
to kind of like tell your story. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Amber, that's kind of like how you came across her, right? Is because she was kind of, you were kind of out there saying that you wanted to tell your story more.
Yeah.
So I want to start with that. Like,
okay.
I'm sure it's probably long, like all of us. Like we probably have a long story.
How much time do you have?
We have exactly an hour. No, I'm just kidding. but just, you know, give us the, if you, you know, the bullet points or whatever, feel free to just tell, but I would love to hear it because I don't know it. So let's just start there. So
why don't we do like a lane, because there's like, if I were to start my story that we were actually talking about, because we see a lot of the podcasts now and it's just women bashing, promoting toxic energy, laziness. This generation is fucked. I'm sorry. I'm like, what is going on? Do you remember like when we were kids, like you have a son now and he's so cute.
Thank you.
But like when I was a stepmom, the kids would complain. I'm like, you literally just asked Siri. How was that difficult for you? Like I had to go to the library after practice. I had practiced before school and then after school and broke all my bones. I was in a valedictorian. I had studying all day long. I barely slept when I was a kid. And I had to make it to the library before it closed to check out the one book after I find it through the Dewey Decimal System.
There you go. Oh my
Do
gosh.
Do you remember that
Yo,
shit?
Oh yeah, I brought that.
Does anyone remember that? And no, I'm not that old.
Not in this room. This is a young crowd.
I was like, wait, did I just age myself? But anyways, my story, I think when you first met me, I just moved here. I've always had a lot of transitions in my life. I feel like I've lived 30 lives in this one lifetime as Nicole Amato on earth. I mean, and they've all been great. They've all been lessons. And now I'm at that place in my life where I just find peace when something hard comes, because that's what life does. It's very easy for me just to go look at it at a different perspective instead of going, oh my God, like what am I gonna fucking do? Like, it's just like, it is what it is, you know? But I was in a very abusive situation and I am always the one who helps people. So I'm not very good at asking for help because I'm embarrassed of it. I'm ashamed of it. I didn't think it would happen to me. Cops didn't help me. It might make me a little sensitive, but I'm a sensitive being and that's okay. And I used to be afraid of that because I don't like to be vulnerable unless I know somebody. Mm-hmm. But then that also hurt me. I lost everything. Like recently, I lost my house, my stepkids, which were like the whole reason why I stayed in that relationship was being the parent, which I was a damn good mom. I'm a super cool mom. He was very abusive, broke my face, stole money, then stalked me for 3 years, stole my car to my new building. I had to move two times in the first year to where I had to even move to an Airbnb, which cost me more money that I didn't have.
Right.
All while I showed you my invention. And COVID, I literally paid $80,000, which I don't even know where I got that from. I was like, how much? What's a prototype? Like, you know, when you're first making these things and you know very well how that is. But at first, when you have that idea, it's very exciting. And I mean, I literally recreated the wheel and no one believed me. Everyone laughed at me. And I said, well, what's your address? And they were like, what do you mean? Like your business address, the address you're never going to change. And they said, why do you need that? And I said, because I'm going to send you a fuck you ball one day with a voided check on it.
Yeah.
And now I just got my patent approved after 3.5 years, but the prototype showed up to my house after $80,000 because I can't file for utility without that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's a utility patent? Like all these fucking things. And sorry, can I curse on here?
Okay. Yes, you can say whatever you want to say.
Like, it's the sparkling water.
Yeah. So go back a little bit.
Yeah.
And again, if it's too hard to talk about,
you no, it's shift, okay. But, that's what I wanted to talk more about.
When was the abuse and when did you get it? How long ago was that?
So that was that about a little over 3 years ago that I left, and I actually did VUFO. And that was the day I started packing my stuff. My ego, like I just, and I've never done psychedelics. I don't know if we can, I'm very open about stuff like that.
You did what now?
VUFO, it's DMT. It's only 20 minutes. It's from a poisonous frog in the Amazon. You do it with a shaman. You know, I don't suggest people doing drugs in a party situation.
Right.
I'm doing it to heal. And I was at a point where I was already dead, you know? So that's sad because I can't believe I saw, like, my life was like that. Because I'm a very happy person. Even with all the struggles I've had in my entire life since childhood, I've always chosen to be of love and forgiveness and moving past it. So to look back and go, wow, how sad was that? Like that I stayed to help another family, and that really, I mean, he robbed me. He broke my face. I couldn't do anything. And I didn't tell anybody. So all my friends, when they're like, he hit you, because I never said anything. Like I actually had a girlfriend staying in our house with the kids for 6 months because she was in an abusive thing. And so I was like, move into the guest room. While I'm getting abused, I didn't let anyone know that that was how it was. So I've always just kind of been, but now that's way past and behind me, but I kind of just want to start talking about that story that a lot of people just see me on Instagram. They think I'm a pretty girl. Oh, I have a sugar daddy. Oh, I must have a rich family. Oh, I do have a well-off family. No, I had a job at, I do, but I had a job at 13, which is illegal, but my mom's Chinese. And she goes, I know American, I'm Chinese. So I was like, what's that mean? And I'm proud of that. I've worked my ass off. I don't have a sugar daddy. I've never had one. So I'm actually the one who takes care of people. But people just assume that if you look a certain way, then this is your life. But the truth is that we all have the same issues and struggles in some way, shape, or form. And the only thing out of it is through it. And with, you know, patience and just forgiveness for yourself and for others, even the ones who are the absolute worst people on the planet.
I think it's, though, it's powerful that I think the biggest thing, though, is that people don't know. So I think you having a platform and a voice to be able to tell what you've been through and showing people that you can overcome that is very powerful. So don't, you know, don't diminish the fact that now you're deciding to talk about it, which I applaud you for that.
Thanks.
Cause I know it's hard. I mean, it that sounds horrible. Is that absolutely should not be condoned at all.
Yeah, but
ever,
now,
you know? So, and I mean, this is a tough question, but I just feel like I want you to answer it because I feel like you could help other women out there. Why, again, this could be a deep answer, but why do you think you don't ask for help or you don't get out sooner? You know, like, what do you think it is that keeps women in these abusive relationships?
Well, that's like there's a lot of answers to that.
I know there's a lot of layers and it's different for different people.
Yeah, exactly.
But for you, you know, you said you were, you stayed in it for 6 months.
Okay. So there was no one, there was nowhere to go. Yeah. And after I moved in with him, he was not only a narcissist, which, oh my God, I used to call my friends a narcissist as a joke, like, oh, you're such a narcissist. But like, that shit's real. Here's my advice to you. If they have signs of a narcissist, I'm so sorry. There's no chance. Just get away from that. That's absolute no-go zone because they have no empathy and they will continue. And what they do is they take everything from you. They build you up to do this, you know, and it just is like a tour. All of a sudden, I forgot who I was. I was a Black Eyed Peas artist. I'm a badass bitch. And I forgot all about that. The only happiness I had was being the mom to the kids. And that was my, like, I could have gone to school with her, I would have gone to school with her. But the thing is that we all can get through it. But to answer your question on why women stay in it, the cops didn't even help me. Found out that he was, through my attorneys, he was in a federal penitentiary for 7 years for attempted murder. I don't even have a speeding ticket. And my dad's a cop. My dad who just passed on Thanksgiving. So I'm very close to cops and I feel very safe with them. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really the cops' fault. Like, it was such a shit show here. Miami, the riots, I get it. But, like, the guy's literally, like, do I have to come in here with a knife through my physical eye for you to actually, like, I'm scared. Somebody help me.
Right.
And then one of the cops even said to me, because I was in hysterics. Of course I look crazy, but you're making me feel crazy because, like, no one's helping me. There was a drone outside my fucking window. One day I came home, there was a man sleeping in front of my door. And I was coming home from work and I was working at Mr. Jones in my fucking underwear, basically, which I fucking hated, but I had to do it to survive. I mean, I can't sit there and go, poor me, let me just go the easy route and get a sugar daddy. No, I'm gonna, and it was more miserable for me. I've never, and I don't judge anybody for what they do, but like I even was on OnlyFans for a while. And I don't mind, like I'm a nude model. I was in Vogue and all this other stuff, but I made 200 euros in Vogue and I was butt naked in a lace, like Italian dress, but you could see everything. And it's fashion, but here, and OnlyFans did me well for a while, but when they wanted us to get vaccinated, not gonna do that. Like I was like, I'm not gonna be miserable and sick. Like it's right. not gonna happen.
OnlyFans required people
No, my other job. I was like, fuck you, I'm just gonna, cause I'm so healthy. I'm like, I could spit in your mouth and make you healthy. Right. What are you talking about? I'm not gonna do it. So if that's the threat, good luck making 70K a week without me. Mm. I'm gonna leave and started that in at first, but now I quit OnlyFans and, there is no income coming in right now, but the second I did it, the universe literally does work on your side. The second you start looking at things, like even just getting into the elevator to come here, I forgot something. I was like, oh, damn it. And then it's like, no, the universe did that on purpose because I'm not supposed to bring that. Like I look at things in a different way now. I quit OnlyFans. I just made the decision. Like I don't want to do it. It's not who I am. Like, I don't mind being a sexy bad bitch on an art piece and this and doing creative stuff.
Right.
But to have it to where that's diminishing who I am. I'm a valedictorian. I'm a United States patent holder now, you know, and I need to remember my power. And a lot of these beautiful women, they just get used to this toxic thing and forget you were going to law school. You were doing something. You can be more than just
right.
this. And when that starts to sag, what are you going to do? I don't know. Maybe there's a fetish for that.
There's a fetish for everything, unfortunately. Yeah. I heard feet are like a huge thing. Oh my God,
there's a girl that was making 200K on just smashing shit. And I said, are my feet really that bad? I can't just smash some bananas? Like,
no, apparently it's like the uglier the feet, the more fans you have. So it's very bizarre. But
yeah, so one of the cops had said to me, like, it was very condescending the way he had said it. Like I'm terrified. I'm literally at the police station like every day, like something else happened. Like he was hacking my bank accounts. Like who else would it be? And they were like, are you sure? Bitch, like help me please. And then they of course after that, well, you start to think that you're crazy. Like you feel that.
Right.
And it was really heartbreaking because I also feed the homeless. I work for Lighthouse Foundation.
Okay.
When I first came here, I raised over $40,000 for them. My first week here after surviving hurricane.
Jonathan and
And Eric Resnick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And a funny story about that too. Love you, Aaron, but I'm gonna probably tell it. I didn't know that Aaron was the owner of Lighthouse. And I made these skateboards and I met him on a yacht party and everyone's like, you know, we're having fun drinking and he's kind of conky, but Aaron's the sweetest person. But you know, I'm a new girl in Miami and I look like the typical, probably, you know, horrible human being. I don't know what he's thinking, but I'm like this sweetheart who's like, I've got these skateboards in the back of my car and they're taking up a lot of space. And anyways, long story short, Aaron's like, oh yeah, these are for Lighthouse. And I'm like, yeah, why are you asking me like that? And because I've only been talking to Priscilla, who's the assistant of Jonathan, which I don't know. I'm just, that's who I'm in contact with.
Right.
So I go, oh, do you work for Priscilla? And he's like the owner of...
I love moments like that. It's happened to me a million times.
And now we're like amazing friends. But
great.
Yeah. but anyway, so the cop said to me, well, the most women in domestic cases just go back to their abuser. I wonder why, because you didn't help her.
Right.
And then she got her ass kicked again because they found out that she went to the cops in the first place. And then there's kids that are at that house. So when I was at Lighthouse, I used to go to the Lotus House all the time and work with the battered women's shelter. And here I am in that situation. It was just so surreal for me. But now that is way in the past and it'll never happen again. I took 3 years just to heal and focus on me. And I found me again and I'm loving who I am. And now I made that decision to get off OF like for 3 months since I got my patent approved. It still takes 3 more months after that for the courts to do it, of course. And I just said, I'm not interested anymore. Once I was like, my patent is approved. It took that long. Cause at first I was getting scared. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting up there in age for me. And I had to start all over. And now what, this is my life now, after all the hard work I put in. Because like we were talking downstairs, no one knows how long this stuff takes.
No.
Like you,
nobody has a clue.
You don't just become a billionaire. You don't just be like, this shit takes time, patience, tears, sweat, more tears.
It's all the work. It's all the work in the dark. Mm. It's all the work behind the scenes. And most of the time when you're digging and digging and digging and plowing and working and working and working, once you do what other people call arrive, or like my favorite is, you know, congratulations, you know, and you get that, they don't even understand how long it took, yeah, takes. What your, another thing too, is like the congratulations always cracks me up, because that I'm not still ready for the congratulations. Like I haven't finished yet. I'm not done. So thank you. Like, I appreciate it, but I'm not finished yet. So that for me is kind of what I lean on, is that, yeah, well, that might be success to you, but it's not success to me. So let's talk about air ball. What's it called again?
All ball that does all. Yeah.
So it's an all ball that does all, like that. And when did this idea come about?
Well, I was in LA, so it's probably about 8 years ago.
Okay.
But it was just chicken scratch. I am an artist. I think you've seen some of my art, but I cannot trace my own hand for the life of me. I can doodle like a motherfucker. I'm very creative. I can also like lick and stick some like mixed media shit. I can do that really well. But to draw my own face is never, I'm gonna look more worse than Picasso, the self-portrait. So I just don't have that skill. Thank God for projectors. So I, my sister's an engineer who I was like, oh fuck yeah. Like I already have an engineer. Well, she's an electrical engineer. I don't know the difference. Like you need a mechanical for an invention like this, so go figure. So it just, everything that I needed didn't work out, but that's what building a business is. It's never going to work out the way you want it to, but that is also that's just how it goes.
Right.
But in the beginning, it's so exciting. Even with the failures, you're like, oh my God, I created something. And then you're onto something. But it looked like a ball with like pubic hair on it. I mean, I didn't even know how to draw this thing. And it also, I wasn't sure if it was actually going to in an engineer sense work. I could see it though.
Yeah.
And I always believe that God will not put something that if you can see it, then the universe wants you to know that it can happen. So, but how could I explain it to people? When I can't draw it, I don't know if it actually can work. So it took maybe 4 years. The first two was just an idea. Didn't really know where to start, how to start, what I'm doing. I'm also don't have the money. Like I'm a trainer. I don't really make that kind of money. I live in LA. I literally just survive because I also have, you know, the rent's expensive there. So made it happen and then got here and then I did it all wrong. I had to start all over. And then the patents, I never filed a patent. And then I went to some idiot who didn't do it right. And then an attorney who I ended up wanting to fuck me thought he did it. Like, so I'm helping him, training him for free and to do just this, which wouldn't even cost that much. But I just asked him as a friend.
Right.
And ended up filing it wrong, had to do it all over again. So then you just start to get like winded and like, you know, defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And then came here. Was still like, I have this. I used to live behind One Oak in LA and I had bought all these Nerf balls and PCB pipes. Is it called like plumbing pipes?
Yeah, PCP pipes.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I say like the drug or something. Yeah. Anyways, I don't do that, but it just sounds like it.
Right.
anyways, and I'm like, literally, there was like a graveyard of Nerf balls in my front yard. And you know, people get like drunk and hungover leaving One Oak and they just see me like in my little booty shorts, like knifing a Nerf ball and like shoving pipe through it. And I just
thought you were crazy for sure.
For sure. Now that's when the cops could have denied me, but I was like, I'm going to make it work. And that was my first prototype. I still have the first original soccer Nerf ball that I was going to frame one day. But then, yeah, it just was a long process. I mean, it's a longer conversation. And then the second I got my prototype mailed to me after $80,000, I slept with it like in the bed. Like it's real. It exists. It works. And this is just a solid plastic it goes up to 55 pounds. It's insane. I did this. Oh my God, I did this. And then 2 days later, the world shut down for COVID.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I would have been a billionaire overnight if that was already on the market. Because right. Remember everything.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I think the Thighmaster came back. I mean, like.
Yeah, everything. Anything that you could do at home came back. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. So anyways, that's okay. The universe has, I believe in God's source, has a much bigger plan, and you just got to trust that. And then literally the second, so I'm also doing my own biohacking facility. I don't want to say too much about it now, but it is happening. But it's happening so fast and almost even more surreal than anything that's happened yet. And I made that decision. And the next morning, my investor called and said, "You're not just doing one, you're doing 20. And I said, 20 what? Because I was like, because he asked me, he goes, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "Oh God, is it bad news?" You know, because I'm just used to that. And he was like, "Why would it be bad news? But just get ready. You're going to be doing 20 locations. And I was like, "Wait, what?" So that's all I want to say about that until we're ready. It won't be for another year and a half because we're going to do it from the ground up. But it's not a gym, so there's no competition. But I will come to you afterwards and do a deal with your members. If they sign for the first year, then they get like a half off. Just so it's like, okay. It's like a place where people can stay and be healthy instead of going to space and getting wasted and doing all these things.
Right.
Why not involve that into a social wellness club?
So what's some of your, not about the business, just personal, like what's some of the biohacking stuff that you do already, like with for yourself?
Besides being Asian, so I don't want to reveal, like I'll tell you after. I'm only going to reveal next year when I cut the ribbon of my facility.
No, I'm not talking about the gym.
Yeah, but my age, I just had a birthday.
Oh, yeah. Your age, all right.
But my biological age is like 27. My doctors, and I was paralyzed when I was younger. I think she had told me that you had a spine injury as well.
Yeah, I've broken my back twice.
Yeah, L4, L5, no disc.
That's L4, L5, yep. Yeah.
Paralyzed on ESPN during cheer competition.
Oh, wow.
And it was pretty intense, but the doctor told me that if I did walk again I'd walk with a limp. My boobs just started growing in. I was like, "No, get out of my room. I don't like your negativity." And because of my injuries, I look back now, like, yeah, you're upset about certain things, but that forced me to go outside the box. Mm-hmm. Instead of just going, "Oh, this is my life now." No, it's not. So I traveled the world. I started reading everything. Like, I only watch documentaries now. I don't really like to waste my time unless like a movie or something. I don't get stuck in the trap of Netflix, even, you know, it's great. But it's just, what is it doing for me? I need to learn everything. But all the injuries and the illnesses, like when I was in that abusive relationship, narcissism is so bad. My hair, not only did he put stuff in my shampoo, my hair came out like in clumps, but my hair was falling out. I aged, I think, for the first time in my life in like that four or five years that we were together. Like, you could see it. I was skinny, but like fat, not fat, but like, you know, cause I just wasn't working out. I would sleep all the time.
Yeah.
Unless I was with the kids, I was very depressed, and I'm not a depressive person. So yeah, it was, that's just like my one thing. Narcissism is a very serious thing and it's very scary. But because of that, like my body was now just in chaos, and to get it back to where I did the DEXA scan right here at, what's it, IS?
I know
right next
about.
To you. Yeah. And they said that I have one of the top 10 bodies from male and female in bone density and everything. And I thought it was going to say something bad because of my spine injury.
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, whatever you're doing, like, keep doing it." And that's, you know, like when you meet, you see it all the time here. People think, like, especially the New Year's resolution group, I'm glad that you guys made it here, but you got to stay here.
Right, exactly.
But when, you know, like you try anything new, like a green juice, you think you're going to do a green juice for 3 days and you're going to be in like my shape? Absolutely. This is every day since the day I started training, and I was an athlete since too. So, I mean, it's an every day, and it's not just one thing. It's not just diet. It's not just exercise. It's meditation. It's how you treat people. It literally is how you treat people. Like, not like then the more positive energy you give out, you get. And people just think that that's a saying, but it's, I totally believe in it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all these things, I've reversed everything from my body. Like, I had a cyst removed. Like, when you met me, those were my natural boobs. See, I had a cyst removed out of my left chest from just stress.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. And now I'm like a brand new chicken.
So what is some of the stuff you do? So yeah,
well,
I know you're
obviously
consistent.
Sauna, working out, diet, meditation.
All right, so slow down. Like, yeah. Tell me, like, give us a little like look at like a day in the life of Nicole when it comes to what you do for yourself. See, listen, you're on a platform right now, and women want to know. They're like, we want to look like that. Like, how do I do that? So, you know, talk a little bit about like, and I know there's no one size fits all for anybody. Yeah. You know, what works for you may not work for the next woman, and vice versa. You know, like when I give advice to men, I tell them all the time, like what I eat is not necessarily what is might work for you. So this is, we'll all take it with a grain of salt. You know, like it's not a, it's not like the end all, but it is, it's nice to like hear what works for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
well, what I'm going to say is going to work for everybody. I'm not going to say in a particular diet because I agree with you on that, but that we all say it, abs are made in the kitchen. So choose the diet that works for you and stick with that. Obviously sticking more to non-processed foods like McDonald's. I mean, that's just like a no-brainer.
Exactly.
Right. But I get up every day and I do 5 minutes of journaling after I make my bed. Like there's little steps that making your bed first, starting your day right. I meditate for 5 to 10 minutes minimum, morning and night. But starting that, then I go to the gym for 2 to 3 hours. I'm a beast. But also with my spine injury, I have to keep this really tight or my back. They said that that's what keeps my back stable. Yep,
I'm in the same position.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If I don't, then, and also I'm Asian. If I don't work out these glutes, then I'll look really Asian. And I don't want
You're so funny.
I have to keep it, you know. Yeah,
you don't want to be skinny fat. I get it.
Yeah. So, working out, and then I sauna for at least an hour, and then cold plunge. And I've been doing that before that was a trend. You know, like our Asian culture, like this is very important in like spas. So, you know, as an athlete, you're a huge athlete. Our whole career, even in school as a child with homework and family and babysitting, I was workout, rest, rehab, and repeat. Like that was it. You just eat. That's the whole cycle. So that's just kind of been instilled in me. And I know that's not for everybody, but as long as you're doing at least an hour of something every day, may not have to be like picking up weights, but get outside, stop sitting on the couch and watching TV. Take something out of your daily life that isn't doing you any justice. Like, do you really need to watch another episode of Law and Order?
Right.
Like put a, you know, podcast on in your ear that's positive, and go outside and get some fresh air. Like all these people on antidepressants now. Like I do psilocybin now. Not like full trip and walls are melting, just like the microdose. That took me out. It saved me from, I mean, that was a very traumatic. I don't think most men could go through what I went through and survive.
Mm.
And I did it. And those mushrooms are very powerful. They're very intelligent. And you don't feel anything, but it does. But my girlfriend was always a depressed like human. And then she just got to a point where we couldn't even hang out with her. Like it was so much chaos. And they put her on medication and then she was just like a zombie and then still depressed. And it was just like, the energy was just like dark. And I said, and this before I even tried mushrooms. And I said, you should probably get on something like that, because everyone else seems to think, and I'm really against pharmaceuticals. If I don't need to take it, I'm not taking it.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. I don't like, look at all the kids now. There's like 70-80% of like Asperger's in the last 3 years from when we didn't have them at all.
Yep.
That's from,
you ever seen that? I think it's the Amish community. There's no autism in the Amish community because they only, you know, do like organic foods and then grow. I mean, that, hello, like it's kind of obvious.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like my next thing is I want to have my own farm to table, get my own little, I've always wanted to go because I want to name it Billy, like Billy Goat. But I just have my own chickens. And wait, like,
she just, I went from there. You want a goat and you want to call it Billy?
Yeah, that's Billy Goat. Amazing. Yeah. But I've always been like, I'm a huge animal lover, but I want to have my own because I don't trust anything, even at the grocery store now.
No.
It's only cost me $100 for one apple, but I'm not sure if it's organic or fake organic or what's even.
Yeah, what is organic these days? Yeah, exactly.
And then if it is organic, it's like this big. It's $20. So I'm just like, I think that's the next thing that after I do, we should do a community where we have our own, like our own farm.
100%.
I'm serious. Let's go. We can put them in these bottles. Well,
I'm opening a gym in Nashville and that would be a perfect place to do it.
Oh my God. I would love that. Yeah. My uncle is Dolly Parton's architect. He did the Grand Old Opry. Yeah. All of our family reunions were at Silver Dollar City. Eventually grow out of that. But yeah, he does like the roller coasters and That's very cool. Super cool. But yeah, Nashville is one of my favorite places.
Oh, it's amazing.
I used to sing country music.
No way.
As a Chinese kid in Oklahoma.
I did too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, next is the song. The,
I had to start coming out with a duet.
Yeah. With my raspy voice right now with them. But yeah, it's so funny because they were like, well, how are you Chinese and you sing country music? And I was like, oh, it's very easy. Bang, wong, bada, bada, bing, bong. But people are just so ignorant sometimes. I'm like, I don't even know how to answer certain questions.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I travel so much because I'm just so excited to finally, well, one, I wanted to talk to you about stuff. And then we got onto All Ball and there's just so much that I'm ready to tell the world about. And I'm glad that you hit me up, Amber and Manny, for bringing me up here to talk and opening that channel to do this. Cause I get hit up by the podcast all the time. Oh, pretty girl, and what I do. And like, listen, you already see that on that. Like, but that's not who, like, I'm not a content creator. I'm an Instagram model. That's not,
right.
I'm just on Instagram.
Yep.
Huge difference. I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I'm a woman who survived hell and back again, and then got ran over and came back as not only a phoenix, but like the biggest light energy. Like, I want to teach people love. I want to teach you not only how to survive, but to be of love and light, because that is the only way we're going to get through it. And for the rest of us to raise into consciousness, which is just going to be a better world for Seven.
Oh, 100%. And Sage.
And oh, you have a Sage?
Yeah, she's coming May
26th. I saw on the thing, but I thought it was maybe like of him younger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, congrats. So,
thank you.
I love the name Sage.
Girl dad coming. So, hasn't kicked in yet, but when it does,
it's going to change your life.
It's going to be.
Little girls will change your life. Yeah, like, well, for I mean, sure. All kids, but you know, they always, what are they, what's the saying? When your son gets married, he becomes, I forget how the saying goes, but your daughter will always be daddy's girl.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard that. Yes, definitely. Yeah. All my.
I'm definitely murdering that saying.
Yeah, but a lot of my. My business partners and things like that have girls, they say it's going to be a game changer. So I'm looking forward to it for sure. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Well, all my brothers had girls and I laughed because I was like, oh, because you could just see on their face because they didn't know the sex. And then they're like, holy shit. Cause everything that they did, you know, when they're great guys, but you know, when guys are guys and they're like, fuck, now it's going to happen to me. And I'm like, yeah, you better start.
Yeah, exactly.
Better, but yeah, but they don't let anything get past them. That's for sure.
So you just said you've traveled a lot.
Oh yeah.
Like where are some of your favorite places?
Oh, that's so hard because but Bali, because my mom is from Indonesia.
Oh wow, okay.
So Bali is also just a high vibrational, beautiful island and surrounded by all the like elephants and monkeys and just the vibration. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Oh, we gotta do a podcast there.
In Bali. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Amber, fire up the jet.
Let's go. But yeah, so Bali, Thailand. Like, I got this in Thailand when I was studying Muay Thai in Naka Island, which is actually weird. They didn't have this as an actual phrase. But I was like, well, make it a phrase. But I put I am love, which is Shamrock. And then I got this in Bali, which is Om. But also has like a three. I have threes in all my logos. If you notice, the B was a three in All Ball. God, I love Costa Rica just because it's close, it's easy. You got like that. I love nature, so I'm just always out there. But one place I haven't been that I'm dying to go to is Iceland, but they just had the volcano, so have to wait for that. But I've been almost everywhere in the world. It's not really where you go at this point. It's like your experience, who you go with and what you do. And everywhere I go, I always hang out with either the orphans. Like 1 week, I'll go, you know, and do my vacation in this. And then 1 week is like getting shit done for the island or whatever. Cause I've been privileged to do those things as a model and, you know, seeing the world that other people don't get to do. So like I just had for my birthday, I raised money. I don't know if you saw that on my page, but for my birthday, which just passed, I raised money on a GoFund, which I was afraid people might think, oh, is that just like, you know, cause sometimes I see that and I'm like, is it really going to that?
Right, exactly.
But I literally went to the store and I showed like everything that was in there. I'm buying at the dollar store and I made care packages for the homeless and we passed them out.
Oh, amazing.
Last Wednesday.
Love that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a great one so far. It's been amazing. But yeah, what do you think of All Ball?
Well, I don't know that much about it, but you just showed me a video, but I would say, one of the things that I'm a big believer in is when it comes to fitness, convenience is everything, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the time you're not gonna do something if it's hard to do. Right. So it looked very convenient, where you can grab it and go, literally, like wherever you are. So that, you nailed that. The ability to be able to do multiple movements. So it looked like you could hit your abs, it could turn into a kettlebell, right?
Yeah,
it looks
actually like that. A reverse ab roller and hamstring crunch, and ab wheel.
So it looked very functional from a standpoint of you can do different things. Mm-hmm. So a lot of variety, which is great. So if you don't have a place to go, it's convenient. It has a lot of variety. So it looked cool like that. And did it have bands on it? Like there's some kind of attachment I saw in the
there
video.
There is bands, but those are added for the Pilates bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it sounds like it's something that you could apply at home, which is great because a lot of times you can't get to the gym, and especially in Miami traffic we're dealing with.
Oh my God.
So I mean, I only saw 30 second video, so I can't give you a detailed analogy of it, but that would be the bullet points that
I'm
saw
glad that
so
you got
far.
To see it in its true form instead of looking like a bullet.
But it is amazing that I think what is impressive is the persistence and the ability to stick with something regardless of the obstacles and the setbacks that you faced. So I think that's more powerful than anything is that you saw it through, and then you're not done yet. Like this, you saw it through to the product, and now you got to sell it. But I think that's that to me is the biggest story. It goes beyond a product, because now you're going to be able to sell something with a story behind it. Mm-hmm. And when you have a story and you can tell your story and attach that to a product, that's much like I do with my businesses, that it's more authentic and people can relate to it. So you have a great story and you have an overcoming story that is going to get the audience to kind of pay attention. And then you have something of quality that you can sell them. So it's a little bit, touching both sides.
I'll definitely have to bring it by the prototype here.
For sure.
So you can see
we'll
it.
We'll test it out. It.
By the way, this is like the smoothest, because I love sparkling water, but sometimes it's a little
harsh. Right?
Yeah, this is great. What is all in this?
Do what?
What's all in this? Magnesium.
So we have calcium, magnesium, and potassium. One of the things, the reason why I did this version of a sparkling is that I was always a sparkling fan. Like I love sparkling water, but I found myself only drinking it like dinner. And because it was so heavy and it had like a strong mouthfeel and a little bit of a burn. Yeah. So it was like nice, like after a glass of wine or after a coffee to kind of clear your palate with it or whatever. But I didn't feel like it was an everyday water. But I loved the way it felt, right? Like, cause I don't drink anything but water. I'm not a soda drinker. So I was thinking, I was like, well, if I could come up with a sparkling water that had a little bit more gentle carbonation and something that was more of an everyday water, that it would be enjoyable while you work out or on a hot day at the beach or something like that. And that's where that
you
came from.
You nailed it because I love it.
Thank you.
I've never had the sparkling. So I'm like,
one of the
load up the car
best
with a bunch of
compliments that I get with the sparkling is that a lot of like hardcore sparkling drinkers don't like it, which is fine. I get that. But people that don't drink sparkling water love the sparkling water. Yeah. So that's cool.
Well, I like
both, but
I like this during
the
day.
Me too.
Because
me too.
When I work out, I don't want to have this sparkling. Like I'm, especially in your classes here, like I need like
You'll probably
real
throw
hydration.
Up if you drink like Saratoga or something.
Yeah. So it's actually really good. I love it. And now what are these bottles?
The bottles are coming out later in the year, but the black is the sparkling, the white is the still, and it's a glass bottle. We're doing it for our on-premise account, so we're in about 50 restaurants and bars today, and we're probably going to add to that about 1,000 now that we just signed with Gold Coast Distribution, which is the largest beer distributor in the state of Florida. And so, shout out the NDO H2O team. And so we wanted something that would go well with the restaurants and the bars. So we're also coming out with our 8-ounce cans. So the 8-ounce cans for the mini bars, the hotels, for
so
different.
Proud of you.
And then the glass bottles. And we're actually going to come out with another glass bottle that's a little smaller. So, and then eventually we're going to innovate into something called NDO H3O. which is a hydrogen water. So that's something we'll get into as well. Perfect. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of innovation. We're only a year old, but we're already the official premium water of the Miami Heat for the next 5 years and the Kaseya Center. So it's been going really well. It's a fun business.
What got you into the water?
So originally, I was actually raising money for my gyms, and one of my business partners brought one of his close friends to the gym, and his name's William Mafood, and he owns Wasinko, which is the largest food and beverage company in the Caribbean in Jamaica. Okay. So when he walked into the gym, he was checking out the gym, and we were talking, and he kept staring at the cooler, and because he's a food and beverage guy, so he kept staring at the cooler, and then he started asking me questions about, like, where do you get your stuff, and then I started telling him. And then, make a long story short, we eventually started talking about making our own beverages, because he was like, listen, I'm not a gym guy, but I love No Days Off and I love the logo. I think your branding is amazing. Yeah. So I was like, early about 2018, 2019, I noticed what Liquid Death was doing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them.
I do, yeah.
I just
hate that name.
Exactly. So that's interesting that you said that, because I thought what they did was genius. So putting water in a can and making it cool, great idea. But then the messaging was very dark, very weird. Dark, yeah. And I couldn't see myself like kind of pushing that. I actually got asked to invest in that company. Yeah. So what I said to myself was, I can do this. You know, I can do it with a brand and do it with a more positive message and go that route. And then also attack it from the premium space. So what Liquid Death did is they kind of went after the budget water space. Yeah. So they went after the Zephyr Hills, the Dasanis, the Aquafinas, the Poland Springs. They went after the single-use plastic bottles that, you know, cost 13 cents at Costco.
And destroying our bodies.
Yes, which is genius what they did. But you get into kind of the budget water wars, and there's a lot. It's a $50 billion industry, so you're always battling for the best cost and things like that. So what I saw is, when's the last time you've really seen any innovation in the premium space? If you think about it, Fiji, Voss, Aquapana, Saratoga, Pellegrino, Perrier, they've kind of just been the same brands for the last 50 years, especially like the Fijis and the Vosses of the world.
Yeah, but you don't have its own plastic.
Yeah, well, right. Not only is it on plastic, they never really market to the consumer, right? It's just in the restaurant or in the hotel or whatever. Like, even the Miami Heat had just Fiji water for courtside. So we actually replaced Fiji in Kaseya Center. So what we are doing is, we're intentionally disrupting the premium category. We are doing what Liquid Death in the budget water space, we're doing it in the premium water space. So we wanna own the premium water space. And that's why we're doing the glass, that's why we're doing the different sizes, and we're gonna innovate in packaging and things like that. But we want to be the purest water in the world. So there's a particular reverse osmosis step that we do. It took me about a year and a half, to your point earlier, it literally took a year and a half to develop the water. Like, it wasn't like, oh, just put water in a can.
Yeah,
you know?
People just think it's that simple.
Yeah, exactly. There was water sommeliers, there was taste testing, there was a lot of different going back and forth. And then ultimately we had the product. But yeah, that's where that's going today. We had a monster first year. We sold over 500,000 cans. We did what Liquid Death did in their first year. We did it in 7 months. So that was, which we should, because they open up the category, but it's a great place to be. I love the CPG space. I think it's like playing chess. So you got to kind of drive availability and desirability at the same time. So it's a fun kind of, like, you know, I call it a game. It's certainly not a game, but it does feel like that sometimes. And then it's a little, it's very complimentary of the gym business and of everything else I'm doing. Like, the other day, one of my coaches came in and he said, hey, a guy came in today and he was like, I got to go check out that gym because he saw the water. So cool. We're getting that cross promotion too, which is cool. And I think that's a testament of building a brand for the last 15 years, which has been obviously like you said, it's not anything like that. Yeah. It's a grind. It's a commitment to seeing it all the way through. And I'm definitely not even finished. I always tell everybody I'm just getting started.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But I do, can they see this bottle on the camera?
Yeah, can they see it?
Yeah. See it? So yeah, that is, by the way, my dog is black and white. Like, I love black and white.
Yeah.
My spot, the colors are black and white with whatever accent color we're going to do. Would I be able to get this water in my spa?
Yes, 100%. Perfect.
But also with recyclable stuff, because I like have a small place on the beach, you know? And I throw all the vases out because like for flowers, but I love flowers. This for candles or for like replanting stuff.
Oh, it would be amazing, right?
But look, you're like, but it's beautiful. Yeah. It's super cool.
Yeah, and we're definitely playing on the sustainability.
Yeah, I love
the amount of plastic that's, like you said earlier, the amount of plastic that's in the world and in our bodies is, it's incredible. It's lowering men's testosterone.
Yeah.
It's making women infertile. Like, it is horrible.
Yeah. So, but it's also, they say that we're swallowing at least a credit card a year.
Oh my
microplastics.
God. That's insane.
That's disgusting. That's insane.
There's actually a documentary coming out.
My spa, there will be no, it's, I have the designer from the One Hotel. So
amazing.
It's going to be like that. Like, love just, it. Yeah. Very.
The One Hotel's designs are one of my favorite all time. Like, I love it. And that's, I have gotten a lot of inspiration from the One Hotels and how I do my gyms.
So. Well, I feel like there's going to be a lot of synergy and definitely putting this water in my thing. Because also with the liquid death, like, it's so funny because the other day I was, there's only plastic. That was the only thing that wasn't glass. There was no glass.
Yeah.
It was only that liquid death. And I never even like pay attention to the name. I just see it. And I know it's the water, the canned water. And my boyfriend was like, oh, like, you know that there's like some cold. And I was like, dude, you're freaking me out right now, but I'm so thirsty. I need a drink and I don't want a plastic credit card in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, I haven't had a drink all day. And he's ruining like everything for me, talking about the liquid death. And I started having like, you know, how my mind goes down the rabbit hole. Like, why would they call it that? Like, what's in it?
So what happened was originally.
But you can taste the aluminum.
Yeah.
I can't taste
their story is actually fascinating. I think from a branding perspective, there was a lot to learn. Mm. Their whole concept was like murder your thirst and death to plastic. So, you know, the intention was there.
Yeah.
But then they just started to get a little bit weird with it. You know, like witches and demons. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I personally don't agree with messing with the spirit realm. I think it's real. I think that.
Wait, there is like messages with that?
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, Google. I'm very spiritual. On YouTube, and you can see I'm a witch, but like a love and light witch. I don't do like curses. Like, I actually went to a girl's house one time. I'm not going to say anyways, but I, you know, here they do like Santeria and stuff like that. And listen, all respect to everybody, but listen, do that on your own time. I don't want to be.
No, I don't want to mess with anything.
I'm
like
so
that.
Protected though. Like, I don't do that. But like, if I don't like you or there's something like, well, even my ex, your time will come. I don't have anything. Just please leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything. But I opened her fridge or in the freezer. She's asking for like the tequila. And there was like these frozen cups with like yellow liquid, which I think is pee. In the freezer where the tequila, I don't want to eat anything from your house now. But there were pictures of different people in them and I was freaked out. And I was like,
oh my God, that's scary.
I was like, yeah. So I haven't like rekindled that friendship. And that not
for obvious reasons.
Like, I don't want to have my face in the freezer. Like, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's
that
weird.
Kind of stuff though, you have to understand with any type of magic like that, that what you're going to put out there, even if it's a love spell, that's going to come back 10 times. So just like karma, you know? So just send out love. Just send out love and stay away from that. Yeah, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, yeah. It's
this world is very.
They just got an evaluation of $1.4 billion.
The liquid death?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild?
Well, you're about to get higher.
So I feel like we'll be at least $10 billion. I mean, come on. Like,
let's
at least.
Go.
So, you know, I think we appeal to a lot more people. And the message, I tell everybody that it's very important to me that not only people respect what's in the can, but what represents the can. So no days off. And what that means is very important that people take that message and apply it to their lives. Because I've seen people from age 5 apply it to age 70.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to have something that's like a badge, you know, like you can like feel good. Very similar to like what Nike did with the swoosh and Just Do It. I think there's a lot of similarities there. And they're certainly somebody to look up to as much as, you know, as big as they are today. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this fall is going to be called Immortal.
Immortal? Immortal. I like that.
Yeah.
Immortal. Now, is this the biohacking place or is this? Okay. All
right. Social wellness club. We just kind of want to make it a place where like, because I don't go out anymore. I used to go out all the time, you know, and I'm also empathic. So it takes me like a couple days to recover, even if it's a great day.
I mean, who are you telling? Like, it's crazy, right?
And I get up at 5. I like to watch the sun and the moon rise. Those are my happy moments. So, but I like being social. So why do I have to be social? Because I love DJ. I love music. Mm-hmm. So I'm changing the whole game in that and just bringing something that hasn't been done before here.
That's very cool. Yeah.
It sounds amazing. We'll definitely do some synergy because like I don't want the gym space, obviously, but I want the gym to be separate from now you go from the gym and you're working out, but and then you come to like your rehab area.
Right.
Because you know, as an athlete, that you have to do both. You can't just do one. Or you can just be in pain all day. I feel like I'm always in pain. Like if I work out and I'm not sore, I didn't work out hard enough. So there's something wrong with me.
Some people just love that, like, you know, love the soreness and love it. And some people hate it. So it just depends.
Well, I think that once they get past that wall, then they'll understand, you know. Yeah.
Well, if you don't, if you're not feeling it, then you probably didn't do much, but but I always tell people,
I always feel it after your classes though. Like I'm not coming back.
When's the last time you've done a class? It's been a while.
Well, the only thing is, cause I live in South of Fifth and with this fucking bridge here, I can't, when I used to
traffic
live
in
over
Miami
here,
is insane though.
But no, they just start like, when is that bridge going to finish? I don't know. I've never seen someone working on it the whole time. And they say like 2020, like,
what about that funky thing they're doing on, you know what I'm talking about? By the arts museum.
Yeah, by the arts. There's never anyone there.
No one's ever working
ever
on
there.
It.
And I'm like, and
that's
the worst
traffic.
And they say
it's going to be done in 2026. I mean,
they said 2029.
2029?
I'm like, dude.
At their pace, be 2039.
But they say 2029 now, and then it's going to be 39. I'm telling you. And then they keep doing other projects. I'm like, can we just finish one first? Because now we have Art Basel. We have this. I couldn't even make it to half my art shows because of
now,
the
Art
traffic.
Basel has turned into a shit show.
What
I don't like about it
is... That's why I just stay at the gym.
Exactly. Like, so Art Basel used to be, I remember when we used to do Art Basel and you literally could go to like 10 events.
Yeah.
You know, you'd get in, you'd have a driver and you go event hopping.
I like how he goes driver.
You know? So what was it, last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago, I'll never forget this. My pastor and I, we tried to go event hopping. We got stuck in the Uber for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we missed all the events.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get from Wynwood to the beach.
Yeah, not even to Wynwood to the beach, just from the beach to the beach. Yeah. It took me 2 hours.
It's insane.
And I have to move art and I was so pissed and it was raining. I was so mad.
And if they don't, they've got to figure that out.
Like, I have shows to sell my art and I couldn't even make it.
They have to figure that out because it's a great event and you bring so many people to Miami.
And they close all the roads.
And they close all the roads.
They make it.
But yet, it's impossible to enjoy it. So
we need to vote you in to like. Well, I'm actually friends with Joe Magazine, the new Miami Beach Commissioner.
Okay.
Joe.
All right.
I like to purposely complain to him every day as I'm at the gym. Like, why is it raining outside? Do something. Like, just because we voted him in, just to see how much pool I have. But now I'm going to be on the Animal Welfare Committee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
that's very cool.
Getting in there.
I love that they removed the pit bull ban. So that's amazing.
Yes.
So,
but I think
that was all bullshit.
It's never about pit bulls. It's about the owners.
Of course it is. Yeah, but that's why the ban was so ridiculous. So it was absurd. But
But unfortunately, pit bulls do have locked jaws. So if they are from an
That's a myth.
Actually, they know what they do. They can if they get stuck.
There's no such thing as lockjaw. That's a myth.
My pit bull could I could spin him on a thing.
Yeah, I know.
And
but what that is
off.
Is this the strength of their jaw. Yeah. So I've owned pit bulls my whole life. So
yeah, I love pit. Me too.
No, I'm just saying. But it's a myth that their jaws lock. What it is they don't want to let go.
Yeah.
It's actually taught. So pit bulls are a fighting breed. That is where they were born to be a fighting breed. So it's actually the best way to explain it is because you have a breed that was born to fight. If you think about it, they actually are not human aggressive at all. Yeah. Because if you're fighting dogs, the last thing you want them to be is human aggressive, because if they're fighting, they would turn on you and then bite you. So what happens is when they're breaking up the fights, if a dog ever bit a human when they were breaking up the fights, they would kill the dog on the spot. So they actually would breed out human aggressive dogs.
Yeah.
But they're so strong and they're so stubborn that they don't want to let go. So I had a legacy, obviously, my pit. We had a spring pole in the back of the gym when I was at the warehouse. And he would hang out there for like hours. And so members would come in and be like, "Oh my God, your dog is stuck on the thing," and I'd be like, "No, it's because he doesn't want to get up." And so they thought that his jaw was stuck or locked on the thing, but it was actually not that. I would actually go and tickle him under the armpit, and he would go like that. So he wanted to do it, and then when he was got tired, he would let go, and it was fun. But yeah.
I miss my having a pit. They're the best dogs.
They're the best.
My dog was literally like nicer than a butterfly. It's crazy though. So I have this, when I first moved out here, might be like way off topic, but I lived in Boca. I was straight from Oklahoma, the Bible Belt. Never thought I'd live in Miami ever again. I didn't realize how far Boca was to Miami, but I was like, oh, it's safe. It's, you know, Jewish community. It's going to be safe for me because Miami's like very, the devil lives here, you know, for the Bible Belt. And I was a model, and I was driving back and forth for castings every day. And I had this apartment, and there were spiders everywhere, and I'm terrified of spiders. I know. I like wrestle gators, but I'm terrified of spiders. I almost lost my leg to brown recluse when I was a kid, so I'm terrified. And I wanted them to spray it. And this, I met the two maintenance guys, and I had a restaurant job, like just when I first got here, for like just a month until I got acclimated.
Yeah.
One of them said, I had the guy come, one of the other maintenance guys, and my dog starts growling, foaming at the mouth. Like, I thought he had rabies. I was afraid of my dog. I was like, stop it. And I was scared. He was like not allowing, he was like scratching, like clawing the door. I've never seen him do that. Like a lion. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, you have to go. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't want to get, he's going to kill you. And then the next day, the guy was like, just be careful with him. Like, he's my friend, but he just got out of prison for rape. And my dog like sensed it. He was like, you're not coming to this. Cause when he left, my dog was fine. And I was like afraid of my dog for like 30 minutes. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, he was possessed.
No, their intuition is wild.
It's amazing.
It's wild. Yeah, it's real.
But other than that, like, we could be walking and a homeless guy could be right behind my dog wouldn't do anything unless he felt threatened. Like, he would never, like, you can kick him in the face and be like, I love you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The sweetest little
thing. They know what's up. Dogs know.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, I'll never forget that. I was like terrified.
Yeah, we even had Springer Spaniels one time growing up that they did not like the yard man. Like, they just did not like him. And we didn't know why, so probably something up with that
dogs
guy.
Dogs are angels, though. Yeah. They are actually angels here and guardians for us to help us. I'm very into my spirituality and like understanding, and I've been studying, and obviously being Indonesian and Buddhist, and just like, and all the places I've traveled, like Egypt and you know, Africa, you see all the hieroglyphics of everything we're talking about. So you can talk it, like in Christianity, there's like that saying, you know, the spirituals call it one thing, Christians call it this, but it's all the same thing. So stop fighting over it. Just, it's all one love. We're all together here on this. Just, you know, maybe not the demonic side, but you know, but the part of just coexisting of this love, but it's all in history of the alien races, everything. So what do you think? What's your view on what happened in Bayside? I want to know. We're talking about everything on this one.
Yeah, I saw that one. I mean,
I was there.
You were there?
We were at my friend's apartment, which you can see the Ferris wheel. So that night, I could not get an Uber for the life of me, and you could see them. They were right there for 2 hours. There's like 70 people in the lobby sleeping on the floor. We couldn't get out. There was the black helicopters, and my girlfriend was there with her kids. So here's my question. Again, my dad's a cop. Even during COVID, there was not many press conferences with cops talking about it. You just saw that, like, the news and stuff. But when did the cops ever go on the news and go, oh, it was just kids fighting with sticks? Sorry, what year is it? Is it 1910, we're fighting with sticks now? Like, I'm sorry, why did that not show up on Only and Dade, these fights that happened? I didn't see any of that. My girlfriend said that with her kids, they wouldn't let them leave unless they handed them their phones. Like, almost like Men in Black. Isn't that crazy? So that something definitely did happen. And obviously, if you think about it, if something did come out like that, no one's going to be like, let me take a picture of it. They're going to be running for their lives, you know? So, I mean, I
definitely
probably
saw a lot of people running for their lives.
Yeah.
So, but I wasn't there.
400 cop cars. I couldn't get one cop to help me.
The amount of police presence was the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we didn't hear the sirens. They just showed up.
Like, it was, there was hundreds.
Well, it was like 400 cop cars.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
But I did talk to a couple of police officers that I know that said it was a legitimate like fight that broke out. But you know,
but
it's definitely questionable.
Yeah. So, I mean, checking their phones though,
That's weird. That's definitely weird.
Yeah, she was like scared.
I haven't read too much about it.
I'm just sad they didn't say hi. I'd rather them think that I come in like I'm on their side.
What, the aliens? Yeah,
I think I might be one. I think we're all aliens.
I was just about to say, I was literally about to say that. So sometimes I feel like we're the aliens. So
we are. I think we are.
You know, like, I mean, it's, I think there's a bit of alien individualism in all of us, meaning
star seeds.
What is it called?
Star seeds.
What's that?
Like seeds from like other things. We're here just like in a simulation, I think, that we coming
raising. Well, I do believe so I think like my name Manning, it means man of God. Mm-hmm. So I do believe in creation and I believe that God created me, but I think that he created all of us in our own unique way.
Yeah.
So I think that I am one of one, you know, very like much like a snowflake. Right. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that makes you, if you really like really deeply think about it, that makes you an alien. Like, because you're completely, you think the way you think, you feel the way you feel. And yes, all of us have similarities and emotions, similarities and things like that. But ultimately you are on an island and in your mind and in your, you know, and then you have a choice to go A, B, C, D and live this life out. And I think that your decisions determine your destiny. Yeah. So every day you have a choice to make this decision or that decision. And is it hindering your life or is it helping your life? Is it furthering your growth or is it, you know, taking you four steps back? And I think the more we make positive decisions,
absolutely,
the further we can go in our life. And ultimately that's a choice. And so we all are presented these choices in life. And so are you going to be the best version of yourself or are you going to be a slightly lazy version of yourself? And I think the more times you can kind of check the box of positivity and love and these positive things, then the further along you're going to be.
I totally agree with that. Because like I just said, like there was the difference of like, even not just even with the traumatic thing that we talked about earlier, anything that you go through, there's always different perspective. Okay, this one is still, you just keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over again until you say, okay, enough. There's like actually a quote I saw the other day, you know, it was, if it weren't for that one guy that one person doing their most assholery thing, that then you wouldn't have set your boundaries. You have to eventually make those choices. And setting boundaries does not make you an asshole. People think I'm mean because I set boundaries. No, I'm the sweetest person, but I have boundaries. And also just making those choices for yourself. What's going to be healthy for me? It's like, even in a great relationship, and I'd rather be alone than have my peace like disturbed at this point in my life.
Well, I think, and I talked about this, I think the last podcast, it was that a lot of times we think that we think that decisions that help ourselves is selfish. When in actuality, if you make a decision that's actually best for you, then you're becoming a better version to help those around you.
Absolutely.
So if you're becoming your best self, then all of a sudden you're able to respond in a better way. Like, for example, if you get more sleep, then you feel better, right? So if you get your exercise, if you do your sauna, your cold plunge, all these things that we do, that's not selfish. That's preparing you for when the person cuts you off on the road, when someone screams at you, or you have to deal with a problem with an employee or a work or whatever. You're going to be a better version of you to be able to handle the stresses of life. Yeah. And so that's you can call it selfish, but at the end of the day, I think it's actually the best thing that you can do. So.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
This shit's happy for me, so right, exactly. I don't really give a fuck. Sorry.
Well, that's a good way to say it.
Listen, if you see me and you're a part of my, like people who know me, I'll give you everything. So let me have my piece because, you know, I think I'm pretty cool. So when I say I don't give a fuck, it's actually the complete opposite.
No,
I do care so much,
exactly.
But I don't care about excuses.
Well, I think,
you know, like
when you say I don't give a fuck, what basically, in my opinion, what happens is you're saying you don't care what other people think because you know what you're doing is right. So it's like, it's just a different way of saying it. Like, you know, I always say nobody cares, work harder, you know, like it's like, no, you know, another thing too, is that, and I've felt this recently a lot, is that you can, in your whole heart being, be as genuinely as you possibly can to someone. But if they see it in a different lens, then they can interpret it in a completely different way. And then what I mean by that is, like, you can literally be like, hey, how are you doing? And somebody can hear it. Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I mean that. Like, and it's because people have a tendency to judge what we look like, what we're wearing, our facial expressions or whatever. And they don't, it's almost impossible to truly know what someone's feeling on the inside. And it's hard to explain that sometimes, because, like, I tell people sometimes, like, you know, people are like, fix your face. It's like, well, this is the face. This is my face. Like, I don't know what you mean. Like, this is what God gave me. Sorry. You know, or tone, you know, and we can think about it, but sometimes you talk the way you talk. Yeah. Like, you're just, you know, for me, I'm a passionate, loud person. Like, I just scared the shit out of you just being myself. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that I'm being mean or hurtful or anything like that. But
just to go off of that, I'm reading this new thing called this book. Just got it, but it's called Cues. And instead of saying "How are you, everyone?" try this, because you could have had a bad day, and if I say "How are you?" I'm already letting you go into, like, anything that bad happened. So instead, what was the highlight of your day?
I love that.
Try that.
They actually,
you're forcing them to talk
actually,
about the good stuff.
Heard that on Instagram with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily what you ask them, but how you ask them and how you frame it, so that you're getting them to be positive in their responses and not thinking about, like, all the shitty things that happened that day.
Right.
Well, Nicole, this has been awesome.
It has.
Congrats on the All Ball. And
Immortal.
And when will we see Immortal pop up?
Hopefully, if we get the investment within the next couple of months, 18 to 2 years. So 18 months to 2 years, because we're building it from the ground up.
Okay.
But we'll start doing activations and everything. Like, I've got a content house, which you're more than welcome to come and do classes and stuff. Cause I don't know if you knew, I had a boot camp in LA. Everyone's starting to do what I used to do 15, 20 years ago in LA. Yeah. It was called Beauty Boot Camp. Oh, I know we're over time.
Booty boot camp?
Beauty boot camp. But I hashtag BBC on t-shirts, did not know what that was, and ended up having to give my shirts out to the homeless because it was something else on porn. It's like something else. And I was like, what? And I was like, no, it's beauty boot camp, because I knew that people couldn't spell it all the way out on hashtag. It was so, I was so mad.
That's like, I was at the park the other day, and kids are so disgusting. I'm at the park the other day, and these kids start screaming, Johnny Sims, Johnny Sims. And I'm like, who the hell is Johnny Sims? So I Google it. The dude's a porn star.
Oh my God.
And I do kind of look like them. So it's kind of funny.
Jesus, kids. Yeah.
Kids are out of control. God. It was like, these kids were like 14 years old. It was like, what are y'all doing watching porn?
Yeah.
It was really ridiculous.
But I heard that the new Generation Z is actually not drinking as much, and they're also waiting to have sex.
Well, that is true.
That is beautiful.
That is
love
actually
hearing that.
A very true stat. And that's why our water's going to crush it.
Yeah. Which is really beautiful. So good job, Generation Z. Awesome. Anyways, guys, I'm Body by Nyx. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, but mainly Instagram. And I will see you next time. That's two X's, by the way.